Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So we pose the question, in the next 4 years in your community, I want my country to do what? Well, that was an easy one for so many of you. Get along.
In the next 4 years, I would like to see our country decide that it's time to cut out all the partisan bickering. It's time to start working together in order to try to create and make this a better country.
Al Jones from Lake County, Ohio, would definitely find common ground today with his Ohio neighbor, Rick Robel.
John, my hope for the next 4 years is that Americans will come together to support the president as our nation's leader.
Or with Marlon in Savannah, Georgia.
I personally would like to see both sides of Congress work together. I'd like to see a sense of unified structure across this country, and I'd like to see it from both sides of the aisle.
And, you know, maybe we could help out those politicians a little bit in their getting along business.
In the next 4 years, I'd like to see my country improve in its discourse. I find that if I disagree with a person's position on an issue, I can still respect how they arrived at their belief, and that respect makes it a lot easier to actually talk about things. And I don't see a lot of those conversations going on.
Good advice from our thoughtful independent voter AJ Dellinger, friend in Wisconsin. For Kim Lobey in Ohio and our friend Tom in New Jersey, it's time to learn a few lessons and move on.
I think I can be honest in saying I'm disappointed about the election of Barack Obama. But you know what? I think the Republican Party needs to reach out to women, young voters, and create a strong enough platform so that people can see things more their way.
I don't think that anything really is going to change. But I hope if one thing does change, it's that the Republicans have learned that bad behavior is not going to be rewarded. This obstinate, unwilling to work across the aisle and block everything the Democrats put up. It's just not going to work.
Thanks for that. And Bob's to-do list is about dealing with spending cuts now.
I want to see drastic cuts in spending across the board. No tax increase for the middle class. No tax increase for people at the bottom.
I think they're going to get right on that one, Bob. Bob from Brooklyn, thanks to him. And Ed, is it a new day?
This thing about the 47%, that's real. I know I didn't pay tax in the last 4 years, but we need a new tax code. That's thinking outside the box. And I think these politicians need to think a little outside the box in order to really get the deficit down and people back to work.
Thanks, Ed. We got some wishful thinking from Pam in Miami and Joe in Ohio.
I would love to see teachers be the highest paid professionals in our nation.
In the next 4 years, I want my country to work toward and improve the economy and the job situation significantly to end the war in the Middle East and bring home our troops, to stay vigilant on the war on terrorism, and to reduce our $16 trillion deficit significantly.
Well, Joe, we hope those wishes in Ohio come true. Jeff, one of our new listeners down in Austin, Texas, wants to jump in the national healing hot tub.
I think the nation has finally spoken and said that we are sick of the hatred, we're sick of the bigotry, we're sick of the racist comments that have seeped into our nation's culture.
Thank you, Jeff. With billions of dollars in campaign spending behind us, Jason in Detroit wants to talk all about the money.
I guess my hope for what comes out of this election is that people will really start to think about how money is created and destroyed in our system, and the fact that with our current system, everybody cannot deleverage. Government cannot deleverage at the same time people do.
Can you deleverage? Give us a call at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. But you know what? How far can this theme of everybody getting along in Washington go?
I think it would be awesome if the president would name Mitt Romney as his new Secretary of Business. I think that would go a long way toward healing some wounds.
Mitt Romney, Secretary of Business. I think Secretary of State might be open. We'll see if that happens. We always want to hear from you. Give us a call at 877-8MYTAKE. Share your hopes for the next 4 years and pick out a soundtrack for the second term. Jay in Rhode Island had his song picked out even before the results came in. You cannot go wrong with Freddie Mercury. Queen on the Takeaway.